Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Mary of Egypt, a beautiful saint with a beautiful message to every Christian, a message that gives hope in the days of darkness. Unfortunately, Saint Mary's life has become a feel-good story rather than it being a story that challenges us to become free from worldly influences and sin. If you didn't read her life story yet, I would strongly suggest for you to read it. I won't help, but I'll share with you a couple of points, but I won't tell you the whole story. So what happened to Saint Mary? From a very young age, she struggled with the sin of fornication, which this sin has many passions that trigger these sins. These triggers can be pridefulness, gluttony, self-love, and many others. She seduced men who were on their pilgrimage for the Feast of Exaltation of the Cross, just to get her fix. She even stood in front of the doors of the church to get anyone who was willing and had weak mind. The sin of fornication was her addiction. Can you imagine 2 Sundays ago in front of our doors to have a woman there trying to seduce every guy coming to church? Actually, nowadays we don't even have to have that. We don't have to have a person standing in front of the church begging for lust. It is enough just to turn on music, movies, internet, or even Disney movies. And because of most cases, sin of lust is already imprinted on those things. Nothing and no one is safe anymore, not even children. She stood in front of the doors waiting, but her curiosity got to her. She wanted to enter the church as everyone around her, but she could not. She could not enter the wide open door because something was blocking her from entering, like an invisible wall, which she tried with all her might but could not enter while everyone else could. And out of her tiredness, she sat down at the doors and she was pondering why she cannot enter. And in that lowliness, she saw an icon of Theotokos at the entrance of the doors. And the icon drew her closer and closer, and she sensed the purity of the Theotokos beyond any kind of understanding. When she finally stood at the icon, a deep shame overcame her, and that's where her conscience has awakened. She saw Theotokos giving all of her to God. Theotokos gave her own will to God, and she was rewarded beyond measure, while Saint Mary gave her own will to passions and earthly and bodily desires. And what happened? She was rejected. She was unworthy to even enter the church, let alone receive a blessing or Eucharist. Then she realized why she could not enter the church. So Saint Mary repented and begged Theotokos to intercede for her so she might be worthy to enter the church and venerate the holy and precious cross. And she was granted that gift. And after her request, she entered, venerated the cross, and ran away to desert where she lived a life of repentance for the rest of her life. It is a challenging story, that should shake us up and wake us up to see what is going on around us. We should be attentive to everything that could cause us fall into sin. So when St. Mary's conscience awakened, St. Mary knew that the only way is to run away from the world, from anything that could be, that she could be tempted by. She made a drastic change in her life. She was not satisfied with minimum or being lukewarm. She wanted to guard her senses from everything: sight, smell, hearing, taste, and most importantly, touch. She gave it all up. She did what all the saints write in the spiritual books, and yet she had not read a word or paragraph or a book. She wanted to give her all herself to God, as the Theotokos did. She knew that there is no other way. She knew that she did not want to serve two masters. She only wanted to serve God. We have to do the same thing in our life. We can't serve two masters. We can't say that we love God and that we are Christians, but at the same time we live in the same way as an atheist would. And that's a very shallow example. We can't be lukewarm. We need to challenge ourselves and see if certain things or people pull us away from God. And if they do, maybe it is a good time to cut them off. Maybe we need to boycott things that might pull us into sin of lust. St. Mary didn't run to desert because she was a coward. She made a heroic decision, and she ran because she wanted to save her soul. And she realized, because she realized the magnitude of her sins. So we should too retreat from this world to save our souls, no matter what it takes. And the way we can recognize if we are being pulled to worldly things and desires, we can ask ourselves, would St. Mary approve of this thing? Or would she tell us, this thing will bring you to sin of lust, which will make you far away from God? Today is the feast of hope, courage, where every sinner can take refuge in St. Mary. Because every person is reminded today that even the worst out of worst can be forgiven. Let us take courage. Let us become heroes of our lives and beg St. Mary to intercede for us. Glory to Jesus Christ.